And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Carly Omlabar and Kevin Blanchard, both with the Lafayette City Parish Government. Kevin is the Chief Development Officer for the City Parish. Here to talk about Plan Lafayette Week, which is next week, February 5th through the 12th, and all of the elements that have led up to this point and what we can expect to hear and see rolled out next week, and then some of the events that will take place that people can participate in and learn more about the plan. Carly, for those of our listeners who have heard bits and pieces,
We've been talking about this for a couple years almost.
Absolutely. Time goes by fast. Give us a little history of how it all got started and what happened over the past 2 years that we've been participating in.
Right. Well, I guess nearly 2 years ago, we began a comprehensive plan for the city and parish. And that, I guess, the first round of community forums was held back in April of 2012. So we have been at this for a while. However, it was always designed to be a long process because when you're talking about a 20-year plan for a community, it's not something you should go about quickly or lightly. There were always scheduled to be four rounds of community forums where we take in input and share information with the community. So we're coming up on Plan Lafayette Week, which is the fourth of the four community forums. You know, early on, it was really about listening to people and hearing what they wanted for the future of Lafayette, learning what they thought the challenges were. And then it was about talking to them about what, you know, more specifics, what they wanted, how they wanted the community to grow, what they cared about. And so this final stage is really about reporting to the community, here's what we heard, and here's what the draft plan entails to get us there. You gave us the vision. As the experts, we've listened and we've incorporated that feedback and we've set a blueprint for the future. And we want you to see it and we want to hear your input.
And so you're hoping that people don't say, oh, no, but that's
right.
Not what we said.
Right.
You're hoping that. Well, and what a great way to have done it, not to impose a plan, but to really have from the very beginning over time been interested in hearing from the constituents in the community.
Right. And that's we've felt that very strongly from the beginning. We've done about everything we can imagine to try and get the word out. We've worked with some great partners to get the word out. And so we really see the Plan Lafayette Week as also a celebration of a whole lot of community input to get where we are today.
Well, give us a sense, kind of your impression of people's reactions to that whole process. Kevin's going to get into some more of the specifics about what has come out of it, but what were people's reactions? What was the general feeling in these forums and sessions you all conducted?
I think there are two real themes. I think anytime you do a planning effort, you are going to get a bit of cynicism because there's frequently plans going on in the community. But even I think a lot of us took good signs from the cynicism because they were showing up and they were talking to us and they were saying, well, this was in that plan and we want to see it again, or this never happened and please make sure that gets in there. And then the second thing is a real enthusiasm, because I think people see that Lafayette is booming, that people have a whole lot of pride in their community, and a lot of us really want to leverage that and make sure that, you know, we kind of get the best out of the next 20 years, that we use that all to our advantage, harness it, and make this as great a community as we know it can be.
Well, it's been an interesting process, you know, watching it, being a part of it for everyone on so many different levels. And I think, though, some people, as enthusiastic as many people have been, we do live in a community that is famous, Louisiana, for being laissez-faire, both in, you know, our French heritage, Latin heritage. And so there is, I'm sure, a kind of, so, well, why do we need to plan? Why do we need to plan for the future? Why can't we just party? Why can't we just have a big parade? And it's all going to come out okay. Maybe we've got to go down some twisted streets. But so, Kevin, what is the importance? Well, why can't we just let laissez-faire run our city?
You know, I'm a fairly laid-back person, and so I definitely, you know, get the sentiment. And I do think that that's one of our strengths in this area, is that we're open and we enjoy life. But I think there's two basic themes, and we've got to keep them in mind. One is that, you know, we are as much importance that we do place on our culture and our music and our arts, you know, and those things are drivers and they help us sort of sell ourselves to the rest of the world. We're not doing the other part of that package, which is what other sorts of amenities do we offer as a place, you know? And so part of the why we're planning is we've got to figure out a way to offer those amenities. And what I mean is our park space and how we, you know, how we sort of demonstrate to the rest of the world what our values are and the way that we use our out-of-door space and provide opportunities. Other cities around the country are doing that sort of thing right now, and so we've got to catch up. We've got to sort of be competitive with the rest of the marketplace, as it were. And the other reason is, and this is, I think, also fits in with that laissez-faire philosophy, is, you know, we have limited resources as a government. You know, as taxpayers, we've set, you know, some limits on how much we're going to do as a government. Well, wouldn't it be best that we make those decisions on those limited resources in a planned out, thoughtful way rather than a haphazard way? I mean, if we're not going to just have all the money in the world to work with, then let's make not just wise decisions on how to spend our money, but let's think about as investments. Let's think about what sort of return on investment are we getting as taxpayers? And those are the two main drivers. I mean, that's really why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm. So you don't wait for an emergency to come before you spend that money. And I guess, too, the laissez-faire, the creative element that we're talking about here has drawn so many people to our community. And when I say community, it's really a very large one. It's growing beyond Lafayette Parish and all over South Louisiana. But we've, in some ways, you hate to say the word victim of our own success and culture, but there are so many people. And I think you made the point when you came here once before about the population growing and the congestion that's happening, and that very laissez-faire has created a kind of an untenable situation that will only get less tenable.
We expect that somewhere approaching 90,000 people will be moving into the parish in the next 20, 25 years. And we're a small parish geographically, and we've got some environmental challenges too. We've got a lot of new flood zones and floodways that are about to come into play. And so when you start looking at where are those folks going to live, and not just where are they going to live, but how are they going to live, and how are we going to sort of build on that and become a better place rather than just sort of sprawling into, you know, unfortunately, you know, someone asked me before if you had to describe Lafayette to somebody who's never been anywhere in America except for New Orleans, right? How would you describe Lafayette to them using New Orleans as the base? And I said, just like New Orleans, we are a unique place with unique people, you know, that we have our own inherent value that we bring to the rest of the world. But unlike New Orleans, we look like just the average southern suburban city. You know, there is no French Quarter. There is no place that says Lafayette. And so we've got to work on that.
Mm-hmm. So it's important to have a plan. We know that. you have been involved in this process for a long time, Kevin. I know your history is very interesting. You're now the chief development officer for the city, but you've also been a journalist and an attorney and very involved in this process for a while. So you bring a lot of talents and a lot of interesting thoughts to the process. So this has been a partnership between the citizens of this community and people like yourselves who have understood the seriousness of planning for the future and trying to meld all of that together and come up with something that makes everyone feel they've been a part of it. So next week, Plan Lafayette will begin to unroll what's been happening. It came out of those original forums where people were just putting ideas out there, and then they had to do a little bit harder work and choose between some systems that had been grouped together. And now there is this plan. And I think, first of all, Carly, maybe tell us how you all are planning to roll it out, and then we'll go through with Kevin the wonderful areas that it's been divided into.
Great. Well, we, as we started to figure out this last set of forums and how we were going to draw people there, you know, as I think I said early on, planning isn't necessarily exciting, and you know, we could spend a lot of resources and a lot of energy, and we might get 1,000 people out to our typical forums, and that's wonderful. And we know that they're going back to their families and talking about it, and that's good. But we decided to do a broader effort. And through a lot of brainstorming came the idea of Plan Lafayette Week, and not just putting on events ourselves, but working with partners in the community who care about some of the things that are in the draft plan to host events and try to expose people to the concepts in the plan, not necessarily as the plan, as a boring document, but through a seminar or a panel discussion or a really interesting speaker that they would be excited to hear and teach them about the plan in that way. And so we worked with, I think, over a dozen groups to create a calendar that starts next Wednesday and goes through the following Wednesday. That is both events that will educate on the concepts, both also our forums. We have a couple of fun events. We have a What's Next event. It's really kind of the gamut to make sure that people don't think of this plan as on a shelf, never get looked at, but that people hear from their friends and their coworkers and people in their circles know these concepts are things that you care about, and there's already people working on them. We think it'll just give it a much more real feeling.
Right, and even though you're calling it Plan Lafayette Week next week, this is still a draft plan. It's, yes, as you said, it is not bound and on the shelf and finished.
Right.
So there is still a lot of room for participation, for comments, for interaction with this plan.
Right.
And as you yourselves have noticed over time, it takes a while sometimes for some people and some groups to come to consciousness that this is happening.
Right.
And maybe it takes a month, maybe it takes a year, maybe 2 years, maybe this moment before some groups are beginning to realize this is happening and I would like a chance to participate.
Right.
So this is an opportunity. But it is moving along in a much more formal way now. You all did hire a group to help you out with this plan. Can you tell me about the group, Kevin?
They are Wallace Roberts Todd. They're a national group based out of Philadelphia. They do planning like this in lots of other communities. They just recently finished work in Austin on Austin's Conference of Plan. And it's really nice to have I guess sort of the veteran team there that, you know, has a national perspective and can, you know, help sort of fill in those gaps.
Mm-hmm. So what does a team like that do? I know we have talked about them a little bit in the past. I'm sure in some people's minds they worry a little bit that somebody coming from the outside who has a very narrow vision of what we are here and that maybe they're imposing. So describe exactly how they have worked with you all.
I think that they would describe themselves as facilitators. Mm-hmm. I mean, they come in and really the whole process began with a real deep dive into what our current situation was, and they've met with just dozens and dozens and dozens of stakeholders and different folks. But they're there at the table, A, to sort of facilitate the process to help, you know, help us get from point A to point B to point C. And then they, you know, they provide some of the, I guess, more technical sort of, you know, they help you put the boards together and do the presentations and make sure your PowerPoint looks nice and some of those things. But, you know, it's kind of I guess in a way they're sort of like an attorney, if I can use a little bit of my background here, in that, you know, we're the client. They know generally where we want to go, but they're there to help you find the way to get there, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think very much we've ended up with a plan that reflects our values, and that's important for two reasons. One, it would be a waste of time if we didn't. And secondly, a lot of this stuff is eventually going to have to work its way through the political process. And so there's really no point in sort of just adopting some national standard approach because that's just not going to fly. You know, so what we've got here, I think, is very much a plan that reflects our values.
Well, let's go over this plan. There are four elements to it. And you all, as I mentioned, will be coming back next week to talk about more ways that people can get involved with it. But give us kind of an outline of the different four ideas.
That's right.
That you all are rolling out.
Well, you know, you have to figure out a way. There's more than 430 action items in the draft comp plan right now, so you have to figure out a way to make that digestible. And so we've got four areas, and I'll just talk real briefly about each. Revitalize neighborhoods, re-envision natural resources, refine government, and reinvent the hub city, revitalize neighborhoods. Some of the first work that's going to take there is we know that I-49 is coming, and we need to do, A, a good job at building that road, but B, a good job at protecting that neighborhood when that road comes through. Secondly, a redevelopment authority is a tool that a lot of other communities have to go in and clean up blighted areas and rebuild neighborhoods from the bottom up. Revision natural resources. I mentioned earlier, we've got a lot of flood zones, floodways that are going to become permanent sort of federal law soon. Well, rather than just sort of saying, oh, shucks, you know, and that's all land that, you know, is just going to be sitting there, let's figure out a way to turn that land into recreational spots and parks and trails and greenways, you know, so that we can meet, one, our need for more parks and recreation and outdoor sort of activities, and two, we don't abandon entire parts of our parish to never be, you know, economically developable. You know, we, by adding value to that area, you know, you can preserve that area. Third is refined government. That's kind of what we talked about earlier. We've got to make a better use of our tax dollars. And so some of the things we're talking about are doing a better job at prioritizing how we spend to see what the return on investment is, what the real cost of things are. The other thing we're doing is we are – and this is perhaps super nerdy, but it's very impactful. We're taking all our various subdivision regulations, zoning codes, all the different rules that government imposes, and we're going to unify those and redo them and start from scratch, basically, when we need to, and what works we'll keep. But that way it makes it, A, easier on developers, and B, a more predictable sort of way for everything to run. And the fourth area is kind of my favorite area to talk about. We came up with this phrase, reinvent the hub city. You know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, whenever it was, the fathers and folks that founded the city built the road to Abbeville, and they built the road to New Iberia and Opelousas. And we were, you know, we were the hub city because you had to come through here, you know, and with the railroad and the interstate. Well, increasingly, we're looking at a future world where, you know, we're moving to a different kind of economy, and it matters less what your geographic location is. So the new hub, you know, the new way to attract people and get them here is that we have to be the sort of place that they want to be. You know, we can't make them come here anymore. They got to want to be here. And so that's some of our ways we build our public infrastructure, providing sidewalks and bike paths and recreational opportunities and really tapping into fiber and making that pay off for the community as a whole. Figuring out a way that we can take our arts and culture and proactively sort of use that as a better tool to attract more folks, improving our education system. Those are all things that are going to kind of redefine what it is to be the hub city, you know. Mm-hmm. I like to say hub city 2.0, but you know, nobody really likes
that.
We're
not changing the plan.
Yeah, right.
I mean the name. We're not changing the
name. The name, yeah.
I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guests are Kevin Blanchard and Carly Alm-Labar with the City Parish Government. Kevin is the Chief Development Officer now of the Lafayette City Parish, here talking about Plan Lafayette Week, which is next week, the 5th through the 12th, and the draft plan that has come out of the past couple years. And it was interesting when you said that the design firm was just in Austin helping them with their comprehensive plan. And, you know, when you hear comments about Austin now, there are probably a lot of people there who wish they'd done this many, many years ago, mm-hmm. and before things perhaps got too big mm-hmm. there. And so we're really ahead of that curve in designing this plan right now.
The timing is great. You know, I mean, as tied as we are to the energy industry nationwide, and, you know, this is the time when you should be making those sorts of long-term decisions, you know, when we're kind of in a time of plenty. The only difficulty is complacency, I guess. You know, folks say, why fix it, you know, but really the timing's perfect, and it couldn't happen at a better time.
Well, especially when you start throwing out the numbers that you did in
That's
the
right.
beginning of the interview, about 90,000, perhaps 100,000 more people coming into this parish, and that's not even talking about the other parishes around
right.
us.
Right.
So that population increase is going to make things change whether we want them or not.
Yeah, we're either going to try to do that in a smart way, or we're just going to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. So each of these ideas that you talked about will be presented next week during Plan Lafayette. And
That's
there
right.
will be, is there an event for each one? It seemed like
yes.
there will be. So each of these ideas will be presented by itself so that people have a really a nice opportunity to understand what it means and how each element will roll out. And Carly, maybe you can just quickly list those events.
Those events?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're kicking it off with the State of the Parish on Wednesday, and we won't do a deep dive into anything, but really kind of highlight the Plan Lafayette Week like we're doing today. On Thursday, we have a breakfast for Re-Envision Natural Resources, which is sponsored by LEDA. On Friday, LCVC is sponsoring the Reinvent the Hub City. They're doing a panel discussion with Dr. Savoy and Joey Durrell and talking about how some of the planning efforts in the city will coordinate. On Saturday, we're doing Art Walk, and the 705 is helping put an event on at the Lafayette Science Museum. It'll be an exhibit unveiling with some of the boards from the Community Forum series. Should be a great event. Also, the Daily Advertiser is helping there as well. On Monday, we get into Refine Government. Downtown Development Authority is bringing in Chuck Marone, who's a nationally known speaker on fiscally responsible development policies. He's going to do two lunches. We're very excited about that. And then on Tuesday, the final idea is for Revitalized Neighborhoods. The Greater Lafayette Chamber of Commerce and the Greater Southwest Black Lafayette Chamber of Commerce are putting on a luncheon with Walter Monsoor from the East Baton Rouge Redevelopment Authority. And then Tuesday night and Wednesday during lunchtime will be our community forum series. Tuesday night will be at the Light Center from 5 to 8, and Wednesday will be at ACA from 11 to 2. That's when we'll really have the draft plan unveiled. We'll have a couple exercises. People can really dig in deep at those. And then we're closing out the week Wednesday night at the Petroleum Club with a focus in on the oil center and what it means to be a target area with a happy hour kind of event. We skipped over those. I did those very fast. There's actually a couple smaller events that I didn't even mention, but those are the highlights. And tons more that I really didn't get a chance to cover we'll be able to talk about next week.
Well, Carly's going to be very busy.
She's going to be extremely busy. I'm sure you all have a website where people can take a look at that schedule, because it sounds like some you have to reserve a space for, perhaps even.
There are several events that are
pre-registration
mm-hmm. required. Mm-hmm. The schedule will be up on our website in the next day or two. It's planlafayette.com.
PlanLafayette.com. You can check that out for everything we've been talking about here. And Kevin and Carly will be back next week to talk more about those individual events. But at the website, you have these pages on that website or some information?
In the next day or two, we will.
All
this
right,
is
so
all fresh, hot off the presses. Is that the phrase?
Moving very fluid.
Well, it's lovely, and I'm sure people look forward to the unfolding of this draft plan in the coming week. Again, Carly Armlebar and Kevin Blanchard from Lafayette City Parish Government talking about Plan Lafayette Week, which is February 5th through the 12th.